Day 5 report from the 2023 World Sailing Annual Conference. Equipment Committee. The Equipment Committee met to discuss submissions, including equipment rules of sailing changes, which were then voted on. Staff will update the equipment rules of sailing document according to the decisions, and the Equipment Committee will approve the final formatted version in May 2024. The Executive Office will then publish the new version in June 2024, which will take effect from the 1st of January 2025. The class review working parties reported the work performed since the 2022 annual conference and presented a list of classes recommended to have their World Sailing status withdrawn. Noting the work of the working party, the committee has recommended to council the following classes for withdrawal of their World Sailing status: Ocean 65, Swan 45, Splash, Enterprise and X41. The Executive Office provided an update on the developments and preparations for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games, discussing the supply and equipment of ILCA and IQ foil events and kite identification requirements. It was highlighted that the notice of race has been published and sailors can find the details regarding the requirements for kite identification. It was also noted that the Executive Office is working on the Paris 2024 Supplied Equipment Guide. The guide will include a set of guidelines for sailors to prepare for the requirements of the equipment regulation, which will be published next year. The findings of the research from the Executive Office's investigations into personal safety gear were presented. This included results of surveys and observations at the 2023 Sailing World Championships. The challenges around the inconsistencies and requirements regarding helmets in Olympic class rules was highlighted, and the ongoing objective of alignment was noted. Impact vests and quick release harnesses were also discussed, noting there are several submissions regarding this for the racing rules of sailing. The quality control system on Olympic equipment was also discussed, and the Executive Office provided an update on latest activities on the certification system and equipment inspections, including the use of the scanner and the audits performed since the 2022 annual conference. The objectives of the system were highlighted and the audit plan presented. The latest 3D scanner activities were discussed, including the IQ foil front wing and NACRA 17 dagger board scanner reports. The Executive Office, together with the Equipment Committee, will work on the regulatory frameworks, including commercial undertakings, class agreements, class rules and licences in the coming months. Regions and Development Committee. The working parties covered their key activities of the year, including a survey on participation programmes around the world and the equipment used. There will now be a focus on how to support regional associations and leadership areas. A presentation from the Youth Events Subcommittee Joint Working Party also showed the role of the youth events in development and the four pillars to guide the event moving forward. During the monthly committee meetings in 2024, the Regions and Development Committee will begin to review the 2019-2024 development strategy, with a view to creating a new draft of the 2025-2028 strategy by summer 2024. To create a series of development webinars covering topics from across the sports run over the 6 months of the year, suggested topics included STEM, school sailing programmes and traditional sailing cultures. A discussion focused on the development symposium and how to activate this in 2024 for the two regions, North America and the Caribbean and Africa. The guidance document will be shared amongst MNAs in each region to search for a host. Constitution Committee. Part 2 of the Constitution Committee meeting saw the committee review all this week's submissions. The committee also received a report from the Governance Subcommittee.